Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome everybody to Geneva for this first meeting of experts of 2019. As the ambassador just said, I would like to give you a very brief update on this particular agenda item number 4. As the ambassador just said, the requirement for national reports on the implementation of Article 10 was set out in the final declaration of the 7th review conference, that states parties should at least biannually report on how they implement Article 10 of the Convention. Last year for this meeting, the meeting of experts on cooperation and assistance, the ISU prepared a background paper, that's document BWC/MSP/2018/MX.1/2, on all of the topics to be discussed by this particular meeting of experts, and we also had a section in there on this particular agenda item as well, giving information on the national reports. In that paper, we informed that as of last year, a total of 12 states parties, one regional organization, and one group of states had submitted at least one such report up to 2017. In 2018, 4 states parties and one group of states submitted reports, and so far one state party has done so this year in 2019. That's a document which will shortly be available, submitted by the United Kingdom. It's document BWC/MSP/2019/MX.1/WP5. As I said, that document will shortly be available as an official document. Last year at the meeting of states parties, the countries of the Global Partnership, some of the member countries of the Global Partnership, submitted a report on their own Article 10 activities. And also at the meeting of states parties last year, Australia submitted a working paper on its own approach to the structure and content of these national Article 10 reports. Overall, we still see, as we reported last year and in years preceding, a very low rate of submission of these particular reports. In fact, the annual rate of submission has never even reached into double figures. We provided a table in the background paper last year which gave information on the submissions and the countries submitting every year, and that table is contained in the background paper from last year. When we look at these Article 10 national reports, they do contain, as was discussed last year during the meeting of experts on this topic, they do contain a lot of useful information, but it is not clear how and to what extent that information is utilized. It may be that perhaps there could be better ways for this information to be presented and to be distributed among states parties. This may be one thing to consider, to discuss today and tomorrow. Perhaps there are better ways than issuing standalone national reports, or in addition to standalone national reports. There may be more innovative or perhaps accessible ways in which this information could be presented as well. But we will obviously provide the information that we can. We will continue to collate these reports on our website. We will continue to publish them as official documents when they are received and submitted to us by states parties as well. And we'll be very interested now to listen to the presentations and the interventions which will follow from states parties, and to hear your views on these particular national reports as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.